The Boeing B-17 is better known as the Flying Fortress. More than 12,000 were produced starting in 1935. Many of them took part in missions over Nazi-occupied Europe during World War II. Only a dozen are still flying today. This one, making a stop at the Clark County Airport in Sellersburg, Indiana, was built in 1945. It's been restored by the nonprofit Liberty Foundation and was used in the 1990 film Memphis Belle, about the famed B-17 that survived 25 combat missions in World War II. This is a plane built for combat, not for comfort, and it's rugged. Just climbing aboard is an adventure. Inside, there are machine gun positions, a turret ball, a radio room, and a narrow catwalk that leads to the cockpit. Our flight team is led by Ray Fowler, who lets passengers wander about the aircraft during the flight.
The two pilot seats are the best seat in the house, but everyone gets to go down the nose to get in the bombardier seat and to move through the different combat positions. So we tell everybody it's kind of a great way to experience a B-17 without actually getting shot at, which is important.
The Liberty Foundation is offering public flights aboard the B-17 this weekend. It costs $450 per person for about a half-hour ride. But Fowler says that's necessary. Keeping the plane airworthy and on tour costs more than $1.5 million each year.
We spend more than we'll ever bring in with this airplane, so just insurance alone is about $70,000 a year, so we don't ever catch up, so we just offset our cost. Our goal is to keep them out of the museum, to keep them flying, and again, we do that through public support.
Earlier this week, the Liberty Foundation offered free B-17 rides to World War II veterans. The flight brought back memories for Wayne Tabor, who flew 30 combat missions on a similar aircraft.
Those days were gone forever. Never going to be a war fought like that one again anymore.
Tabor's first mission was on March 22, 1944, over heavily defended Berlin.
Oh, boy. We lost two airplanes that day with mid-air collisions. Lost two more the next day with mid-air collision. I hadn't been over there about after a full 10 missions. And we started figuring out how many planes we'd lost, and we said, uh-oh, we don't have a chance, man.
The B-17 Flying Fortress will be at the Clark County Airport in Sellersburg Saturday and Sunday. Flights are in the mornings, but the aircraft will be on the ground for tours in the afternoons. There's no set admission charge, but donations are encouraged. More information and some photos are at WFPL.org. Rick Howlett, WFPL News.